Are you distracted? Seems like everything gets in the way? Come to A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain, 25 beautiful acres. Walk up to the cross or relax in a small private cabin to pray. Bring your leaders to pray. At Prayer Mountain, God answers prayer. Even Jesus had to get away to pray. Call today and make your reservation, 760-315-1967. Your answer is just a prayer away. atouchfromabove.org. Like the ravages of a flood, but I call on the name of Jesus and the power of his blood. I have victory over Satan. Glory to the King of Kings.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Dr. Luana is the president and founder of A Touch From Above. Her burden for America has caused her to dedicate 25 acres to build a place of prayer, Prayer Mountain in Ramona, California, where God's people come from all over the world and pray. It's exciting to see. We also have a university to equip God's people, a church, and this radio program, which reaches millions daily. Dr. Luana's conviction is to always preach the whole counsel of God. As she is ministering, the Holy Spirit is moving upon the hearts of the people to turn them back to Him. Together we can reach the world. Thank you again for listening. We appreciate you. Please contact us at touchfromabove.org, atouchfromabove.org. And now it's time to set your spirit on fire and let Dr. Luana Steins guide you to a life of purpose and fulfillment. To reach Dr. Luana Steins, call 760-315-1967. That's 760-315-1967. Or visit atouchfromabove.org. Now, Dr. Luana Steins.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you so much for joining me. God richly bless you. I'm Dr. Luana, and this is A Touch From Above, right from Ramona, California. Oh, God is so good and so awesome. Whoa, whoa, and whoa. Did you get yesterday's program? If not, I promise you, you need to go back and listen. I have two wonderful guests, Pastor Jill Campbell, my wonderful assistant and assistant pastor. Also, Randy Joshua Ruiz. You know, if you didn't hear his story yesterday, I will have them up on my website. You can download those links. You can share them. Share with anybody you want to that needs help and those that are hurting. Let me give you a little bit of history. He's 44 years old. He's a Native American and Mexican. He has, believe it or not, 18 kiddos. Randy had a history of drug abuse and violence. He went to jail. He was in detention center. He was shipped off when he was really young into a boarding school and just broken and anger and hurt. And then from there, of course, you know, jail and then prison and drugs and all kinds of crazy. And where did that all start? Well, you know, the Bible says that sin is fun for a season. But in the end, oh my goodness, I'm telling you, don't play with the rattlesnake. It'll bite you. Don't play with sin. Sin will take you to places you thought you'd never go, and sin will keep you longer than you wanted to stay. And Randy is here, and Pastor Jill is here. I'm going to have them both say hello.
Hello. Thank you for having me, Dr. Luana.
Glad you're here.
Hello. Thank you for having me again, Dr. Luana.
Amen. Well, Randy's going to share a little bit. Excuse me. He shared yesterday about just his mother was a heroin addict, and he learned at a young age he was a heroin baby. And so he learned at a young age to start running the muck and doing drugs and a lot of violence. And, you know, Randy, there's a lot of young people out there that are trying to keep up with Hollywood and the music and all the garbage that is out there. You know, what do you want to tell them?
I think the term is like keeping up with the Kardashians, you know? You know what? That lifestyle looks glamorous, and that lifestyle looks too good to be true. It probably isn't. From living that lifestyle at a very young age, like you know, that's the. If I would have known now If I would have known now what I did back then, believe me, I wouldn't have done any of it. I regret a lot of it, but through God, I'm saved now, and there's better times coming.
Amen. Randy has a beautiful wife. Her name is Rashonda, and she is a treasure. And together, they raise their children. He lives on one of the reservations, on Paula Reservation.
Yes, yes, ma'am.
And God has just done an amazing work in him. He got saved. He got born again. And God's plan for Randy's life is just amazing. What the devil thought for bad, God has turned for good. And when your heart is hit, don't quit. Now, Randy, you know, sometimes people think, yeah, well, that Randy made it, but, you know, look at, I'm in here. And, you know, there came a place in your life where you, yes, you surrendered to God, but then there had to be that change, that transformation. How did you walk through that, through prayer, word? Tell me what you had to do.
Well, so coming from that life is not caring what other people think about you. That's like one of the biggest things, because growing up in that life thinking like, okay, well, what if they're going to say, what are the homies going to say? What are my bros going to say that I want to change my life and I want to serve God and I want to be a better man. I want to be a better father. I want to be a better man. I want to be a better husband. I want to be a better whatever it is. You know, like, stop worrying about what people think about you and do for yourself.
Break the curse.
Amen.
So because your father wasn't a good father.
No.
And your mother, obviously, God bless her, but she wasn't a good mother when you were growing up.
No. Well, I remember my dad abusing my mom, and I remember parts of it. And I ended up doing the same thing when I got older. You know, I went to prison for DV, thinking, okay, this is what I was supposed to do. But, you know, be an example for your kids to be a better person, because honestly, I'm a product of that. Seeing what my dad was doing, thinking, okay, this is what I'm supposed to do. No, it's not the case, you know.
Wow. So your dad used to abuse your mother, mm-hmm. in violence and hitting and screaming, and mm-hmm. you know. And so as you get older, now here you are, 15, a young man, 16, 17. You ended up trying to do the same thing that your dad did.
Yes.
Wow. 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 I like that comment where you said, you know, I used to tell people, because I rode a motorcycle to a church for the first 3 years of my salvation, and people would look at me because I was a single mom, two kids, one in front, one in back, my son holding my daughter's ankles as we rolled into church. And of course, I had never been to church. I was never a Christian, but I got gloriously saved. And so I went to church exactly the way Jesus found me, on that motorcycle for a couple of years. And I remember meeting old friends, and they'd say, hey, where you been? What's the matter? You know, and I would tell them, you know, hey, I'm a Christian now. I'm going to church. And they would look at me and they would kind of mock. And I remember I wasn't full of grace when I first got saved. I was kind of abrasive. And I used to tell them, you know what, any chump can serve the devil. Try serving God.
Yeah.
And I think that's what people need to hear today, because people think it's cool to serve the devil. They think it's cool to be a fool mm-hmm. for the devil. And so you have people that are listening and they don't realize they're like a puppet on a string. What do you want to tell them?
Yeah, don't be a puppet. Like, I'll be the first one to tell you. Your family will be the first. Your friends will be the second ones to tell you, like, what are you doing? Why are you going? Why are you in church? Like, we're doing this. Come over there. You go get it first from your family, from your friends. Like, why are you doing this? How come you're like, well, come hang out with us. Don't do it. Do it. Stay in your own lane. Do what you're going to do and serve God and do what, you know, follow Christ.
Amen. Amen. What do you think to that, Pastor Jill?
I totally agree. Mm-hmm. I remember when I first got saved, because I had a problem with alcohol, I thought, okay, well, I'm going to go with my friends to the party, but I'm going to bring a six-pack of Diet Pepsi. And I would sit there and drink it and still hang out with them. But little by little, I was going back into the world. So I think it's very important to you stand strong and you make your stand. But you have to pretty much cut off your old life to start a new life.
Amen. Amen. I think the neat thing is that Randy, when I look at Randy, he's a big, strong man, broad shoulders, you know, strong Native American, you know, Mexican, strong. Just when you look at him, you see a man. And you know what? And he's taken on the authority that God has given him. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all these things that I have commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. Randy is sharing that his testimony on radio across the entire United States of America because he was once that puppet on a string, and now he is delivered and he has the authority of Jesus Christ. Amen. Randy, what else do you want to share with the people that are listening?
Don't disobey. If God's chosen you, don't disobey him. I know for my life, I had to surrender everything, and I still have trouble, you know? I still have trouble because I've lived so long in that life. It bothers me what people say sometimes, but I have to let that go. Like, I think surrender from coming from that life is the hardest thing to do. And when they say surrender, you mean surrender everything. You got to change everything. Your group of friends, the way you live, what people think about you, and it's not easy.
Even the way you dress, the way you walk, the way you talk.
Yes, it's not easy, but it can be done through the grace of God. You know what I mean? I get up and listen to my Pastor Jonathan Shuttlesworth when I get up in the morning and start my day. That's how I start my day. I have to start it with God. I have to listen to the preaching. I have to listen to the Word. I'll start straying easy, you know. And it's real easy. Nobody said that this life was going to be easy. Yeah, the God's yoke is easy and light, but you have to put in the
you got to put in the effort.
Yeah, put in the effort. You know, that's your job, is to put in the effort and do what you got to do. Take care of business, like we say on the streets. Take care of business. That's how we say it.
Amen. You know,
and that's just good. I take that analogy and I'm using it for Christ now.
Amen. There's a scripture that says, broad and spacious is the road that leads to destruction, and narrow and thin is the way of salvation, and few find it. Mm-hmm. And so you have come amongst the few. Isn't that amazing that God, you know, God reaches down, brings you up out of the miry pit, though your sins be like scarlet red. Everybody thinks he's the worst of the worst. Everybody thought he was crazy. Everybody said, stay away from him. He's crazy. He's dangerous. He's angry. He'll kill you. He's got a gun. He's got a knife. He, you know, he's doing drugs. He's out of it. But you know what? Today, when you look at him, he's talking about Jesus. Mm-hmm. Isn't that awesome?
Amen.
That is a miracle of God's grace. It says, enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And there are many who go in by it, because narrow is the gate. Difficult is the way. That's what you just said. Difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it. Mm-hmm. You know what? That road may be difficult, but the end is blessing. Amen. And today he's blessed with a beautiful wife. You want to share just about, you know, your wife and your beautiful kids and one on the way. How many months?
She'd be 3 months and 1 week.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, my wife, she's a beautiful person. She completes me. We have a wonderful marriage and relationship. She, like I said, she's strong where I'm weak, and I'm strong where she's weak. Like I said, we talk about everything. We love each other, and we have beautiful children. Actually, they're coming over this weekend so we can spend time with them. And we have two granddaughters. She has a granddaughter, and I have a granddaughter. And I love her to death, and I love you. I love you, baby.
Amen, amen, amen. So it's so awesome to see what God has done when everyone, you know, here you are, you saw abuse, your father abused your mother, you were bound up in drugs, you were bound up in running the muck with drug running and all of that, with like almost like the cartel type thing. But God delivered you and set you free completely. And now here you are, a married man, loving your wife, not abusing, loving Jesus, and loving your children.
Amen.
What a miracle that is, huh?
Yes.
Isn't that a miracle? That's amazing grace.
That is exciting, because that shows the power of God. And God can do that for Randy. God has done that for me and Dr. Luana. Whatever you're going through, God can help you. He can change you. He can take that hard heart and make it a heart of kindness, of love, filled with joy. You may not have peace. God can give you peace. Our lives are totally transformed because of Jesus and what he did on the cross.
Amen. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever, put your name there, that if you would believe in him, you would not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn you, but that you, through him, might be saved. Can I tell you, you're listening to my program today, and you need Jesus. You're sitting in a prison cell. I know there's somebody listening today, you're contemplating suicide because you feel like you can't get out of that situation. I bind that demonic spirit of suicide right now in Jesus' name. There is someone that is listening right now and you are already drunk. It's early morning. Some of our programs go out early morning, some late in the afternoon, but you're already drunk. You think the bottle is your answer. You know what? I come against that demonic force in Jesus' name. Some of you have been given an evil report. Your wife is leaving you. Your husband is leaving. You feel like it's the end of the world. I want you to know something. God is a restorer, and God will restore your life if you hold on and you give him your heart and you allow him to become Lord of your life. Randy, do you want to say a little prayer for those that are listening?
Yes. Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you today for this gift of reaching people, reaching out to people, Lord. Lord, I want to pray for the ones that are locked up and listening to this. That's the life you're living is it leads to two roads, death and in jail. You already know the second one. Lord, touch them, Lord, while they're in their cell, Lord. Touch them so that we bind that spirit of depression, anxiety, violence and anything that's not of you, God, we rebuke you in the name of Jesus, Lord. Touch anybody who's listening to this, Lord. If I can change, anybody can change. Touch them in their heart, Lord. Bring them to the doorstep of the church that they're at, the church is closest to them, Lord. Open up that Bible. Have them open up that Bible, Lord, so they read it, Lord, and get closer to you. Fill them with hunger, Lord. Fill them with your grace and your love, Lord, so they know love in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen and amen and amen. Now, you're listening to our program, and we want to hear from you. You're important. Whether you're behind the prison walls, you know what? I know Randy needs to write a book. I'm telling you, that book needs to get out all over. But you know what? I have my book called A Mother's Story. I will send that to you in the prison. We can send that directly to you, help encourage you, help strengthen you. There's others that are listening. Our goal, I've always had a men's home and a women's home. We've seen over 500 women come through our women's home. We've seen over 250 men come through our men's program. And we know that God is able to do all things exceedingly abundantly above all that we can even begin to think or ask. We're looking at the possibility of a beautiful home here in Ramona, California, to start another either men or women's home. And I am excited because that is our gifting. Our gifting is take the least likely and watch Jesus. There's a metamorphosis. There's a transformation that takes place. You got to imagine that little teeny, furry, ugly caterpillar with a whole bunch of ugly little legs, trying to get somewhere but going nowhere. And then you have to imagine salvation comes, and that's that cocoon. All of a sudden, God wraps his loving arms around you, and he's wrapping his arms around you in that cocoon. And it's called a metamorphosis. There's a transformation that is taking place in that place of salvation, and God is changing and changing and changing. And all of a sudden, that little caterpillar is no longer a caterpillar, but all of a sudden, he begins to break through that cocoon, and all of a sudden a little wing comes out and another wing comes out, the beauty of those wings, and all of a sudden you soar and you fly. The Bible says But those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like an eagle. They'll run and not be weary. They'll walk and not faint. And I'm telling you, we are here today to help you. I'm here to help you. I've been delivered from brokenness, rejection. My husband was murdered, single mom. Randy's been delivered from drugs and alcohol and violence and anger and destruction. Pastor Jill has been delivered from alcohol and insecurity and fear, and we're here today because we love you and we want to tell you about Jesus.
Yes, we do. The Lord is good, and the way I see it, the things that we've been doing, we're not going anywhere. So just follow God, love Jesus, and give your life to the Lord, and he will save you.
Amen.
It's not an accident that you're listening to the program today. You may think, oh, that's fine for them, but my life is, it's impossible for me. That's not true. We want to let you know that you just come to Jesus just as you are. He's the one who washes you clean. He's the one who changes you from the inside out. It's not a religion. It's a relationship. If you will surrender your heart today and just ask Jesus, just talk to him, just ask him to come into your life and forgive you, you will see our lives are changed because of Jesus.
Amen. Say this prayer with me. Jesus, please forgive me of my sins. Come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. I don't understand everything that you did on that cross, but I do understand one thing. I am in need of a Savior. I need to change. Please forgive me. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Help me renew my mind. Help me to know who you are. And most of all, forgive me for all my sins and everything that I've done wrong, and help me have a new slate and a new life. In Jesus' name, I surrender all to you. Amen, amen, and amen. Randy, do you have anything more to say? We got about 2.5 minutes, I think.
It's never too late. We serve a living God who can make anything impossible possible. Don't single yourself out. Say, I'm so bad. He'll come, like Pastor Joe said, come as you are. He'll take you in. Jesus didn't sit with the, when he was here, he didn't sit with the people that were doing. He sat with the sinners and brought them out and gave them power and gave them authority to do things on earth. Don't single yourself out. You can, if I can do it, anybody can do it.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much for listening to our program. I'm Dr. Luana, and my guest is Randy Joshua Ruiz and Pastor Jill Campbell. I'm Dr. Luana. This is A Touch from Above, right from Ramona, California. Our daily program is on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, all the way from San Diego, clear down to Pensacola, Florida, all the way up into Philadelphia, and all the way across the United States of America. I want to thank you so much. Don't forget, we're a listener-supported program. Help us to get on the air. We have the opportunity to get on in about 10 more programs across the entire U.S. You know, that's my heartbeat. I prayed for the United States of America for over 43 years. God, give me the nation for thine inheritance. And God is opening up that door. So thank you so much for supporting our radio program. God richly bless you. Log on to our website, and I hope to see you at our conference. A Church Alive is worth a drive. Come on up every Sunday morning, 10 a.m. at the Prayer Mountain. God bless you in San Diego, California, Ramona, California. I love you. God bless you. You have a great, fantastic, wonderful, awesome, amazing, Jesus-filled day. Oh, hot dog. Hallelujah. I thought my time was up, but I have another minute. Ooh. Okay, listen up. We have a conference coming up in May. Pastors, listen to me. You're listening to our program. We've had wonderful pastors call from all over. I'm encouraging you to come out, especially you women pastors. I want to meet you. I want to help you in whatever you need help in and to help you grow your church. This conference is a good conference. When your heart is hit, don't quit. You can log on to our website at touchfromabove.org. You can see our flyer. You're important. Just to let you know, the conference is $225. That's for lodging and your food. You won't find anything like that. And the richness of God's word is far worth more than that. All right? I love you. God bless you. Thank you, Randy, for joining us today.
Yeah, no, thank you for having me.
Thank you, Pastor Jill. You're awesome.
Thank you, Dr. Luana.
Thank you for listening. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. I love you. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to Dr. Luana Stein's. Give online at atouchfromabove.org. Come quickly to my
rescue. A Touch from Above would like to invite you to our conference in May. When your heart is hit, don't quit. May 23rd, 24th, 25th. The cost is $225. For $225, you'll receive lodging for two nights and meals for the entire conference. The Word of God says, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Dr. Luana will be speaking throughout the whole weekend. She will share her experience in ministry. Through much heartache, she never quit. Are you weary and need encouragement, direction? Come and join us May 23rd, 24th, 25th. There's limited space and limited cabins, so you need to call and sign up as soon as possible. 760-315-1967. 760-315-1967 or visit atouchfromabove.org. God bless you.
A Mother's Story, a compelling book by Dr. Luana Steins, tells her heart-gripping story of how God can rescue even the least likely in the deepest trial and bring about His plan for her life. A single mother with a murdered husband who battled cancer and overcame impossible odds. Only God could perform such a rescue and bring about His plan for her life, and He can do it for you. This story by Dr. Luana Steins will inspire you and give you hope. Get your copy today for only $19.95 online at atouchfromabove.org or by calling 760-315-1967. That's 760-315-1967. A Mother's Story.
A Touch from Above Prayer Mountain is located in Ramona, California. Dr. Luana dedicated 25 beautiful acres for God's people to pray. Through much prayer, her life was changed. God placed His calling on her life through prayer. God's people from all over the world come and pray at this place. The best thing about our prayer mountain is God's presence is there. Do you need direction? Pray. Do you need help? Pray. Prayer will change your life. atouchfromabove.org is our website. atouchfromabove.org. Small cabins for private prayer. Large cabins to accommodate pastors with their leaders. A Touch from Above Prayer Mountain is for you. Call and make your reservation today, 760-315-1967. Again, 760-315-1967. God bless you.
If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation.
Are you distracted? Seems like everything gets in the way. Come to A Touch from Above Prayer Mountain, 25 beautiful acres. Walk up to the cross or relax in a small private cabin to pray. Bring your leaders to pray. At Prayer Mountain, God answers prayer. Even Jesus had to get away to pray. Call today and make your reservation, 760-315-1967. Your answer is just a prayer away. atouchfromabove.org.
Are you a woman called of God? Have you been told over and over women can't preach? Are you confused about the scripture in Timothy? You know you are called, but don't know how to step into your ministry? Order Dr. Luana's book, A Woman Called of God. She brings clear understanding of the scriptures and why women can preach. You will read how Satan tried to stop her, to keep her from stepping into her calling. Dr. Luana is called to train and equip thousands of women to step into their full-time ministry, to fulfill their call as a woman called of God. You can order her book today, A Woman Called of God. Go to our website, atouchfromabove.org or call 760-315-1967. We are so grateful for you listening, and we thank God for your support. May God richly bless you.